Ballard has the Lurgy.
That has to be in the rules. You can't pull someone off a seat.
No, I think you're fine. I just did. Black Box, Right on Time. Great track. I've got a remix of that as well.
Have you?
They re-released it a few years later with this really good remix I got on 12 from...
Yeah?
Yeah. You're not interested, are you?
No.
Okay, all right. Seamless Link, Dave?
Well, not entirely. I'll hold my hands up to this one.
Tell me a bit about the... just read out what you said again about the nursery rhyme thing.
The three little bears were mates with Goldilocks, who was scared of the big bad wolf.
Right.
Now, I think I might be getting a few nursery rhymes mixed up.
The three little bears. These are dwarf bears, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The three little bears,
yep.
I think, were the... They were mates with Goldilocks, right, because she ate their porridge. But the big bad wolf, that was Little Red Riding Hood,
right.
I think, who was a different girl in the woods type nursery character.
There were three little bears. Were they with Goldilocks?
Goldilocks and the three bears.
One little bear, two little bear, three little bears. Is that the word?
No, actually, no, you're right, because there was Mummy Bear and Daddy Bear and Baby Bear.
Baby Bear. Right.
So it's just three bears, not three little bears.
That's what I think.
Because it was three little pigs.
Right.
Wasn't there?
So the three little pigs, what do you say about them?
The three little pigs.
Yeah.
Didn't meet any girls, I don't think.
No. They were too busy building houses to keep who away?
The big bad wolf.
The big bad wolf, yeah.
But was there not a wolf in Little Red Riding Hood, so to speak?
Little Red Riding Hood, yes.
Whappers do.
Guns don't kill people, whappers do.
Was there not a wolf in there?
Well, what's the story about Little Red Riding Hood?
Little Red Riding Hood was going through the woods on her way to her grandma's house.
Right, okay. What happens when she gets to her grandma's house?
She's not there. Oh, no, she opens the door,
but
it's not her grandmother.
No.
Because her grandmother's been stuck in the spare room or something.
He's killed her.
Yeah.
Eaten
her.
Yeah.
And the wolf is dressed up as the grandmother.
Which is a bit bizarre.
Grandmother's clothes.
Would never happen, but still.
No.
Right.
That's that wolf story.
Yeah. And it's a, my, what big hands you have.
Yeah, all that. But there was another wolf, was there not, in the Goldilocks story, who blew the house down.
No.
What?
No.
Dave, hang on. In Goldilocks and the Three Bears, what's the story? Just run us through the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Goldilocks. There's always a theme. There's always women on their own walking through forests, right? Which is ill-advised. And so she's walking on her own.
What do you mean it's always women walking through forests? Like what are the nursery rhyme?
Well, like Goldilocks and Little Red Riding Hood are both concerned with girl characters walking through the forest on their own.
And
that's it. Unlike Hansel and Gretel, where there was two of them, and then they left crumbs so they could find their way back.
So anyway, back to the story about Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
She's walking through the forest,
yes.
Right?
Mm.
And she comes across a house.
Right.
And she's hungry and tired.
Right.
So she decides to knock on the door. There's nobody in. Right? Still nothing. Tries again. Still nothing. So she decides to let herself in, right?
Right.
It's before the days of, you know, sort of...
alarms.
Chub locks and stuff, whatever. So she does. She lets herself in, and she notices that there's some nice porridge on the table, which is ready for when the three bears come back. They've gone out for a little walk before breakfast.
How much porridge is there?
There's loads.
Specifically, though?
Three bowls?
Three bowls is right, Dave.
Right, okay. Well, one for each of the bears.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and they'd heat it up before they went, you know. They didn't have a microwave and do it when they get back. So, she's hungry, so she decides to eat all the porridge, and then she's tired, she wants a little kip. So she goes and has a sleep on the bed, and then the bears come back and find her. I don't know what happens after that.
So where does a wolf come into Goldilocks' story?
But certainly there's a wolf somewhere that blows the house down.
That's the three little pigs.
No!
The wolf blows the three little
pigs. What's the story of the three little pigs? Hang on a second.
Okay.
Right, let's get into Ramble, and then we'll continue this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go.
Let's get ready to ramble!
Right, straight back into this then.
Okay.
All right.
Three little pigs.
The three little pig story is what, Dave?
Three little pigs lived in a house as well, I think. Didn't they?
The three little pigs lived in one house?
Yeah.
Oh my God, seriously, man.
Your kid's gonna be so confused.
Seriously. What did your parents used to read to you when you were a kid going
stories
to sleep?
Like this. My favourite one was The Three Billy Goats Gruff.
But yeah, let's not...
That was a troll under the bridge.
That's
who
right.
Who let him pass
that,
over the bridge unless
right.
they paid him, sort of like a toll charge, listen, to, like, cross the Severn Bridge.
So back to the Three Little Pigs,
yep.
Okay? The Three Little Pigs, okay?
Yeah.
What's the story with them?
They lived in a house each. Do you know, I'm not entirely sure, but they that must have been the one which...
One makes a house out of straw.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One makes a house out of straw.
Huff and puff, and he blows it down.
One out of sticks,
right.
And one out of stones.
Bricks.
Bricks.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And so they all end up in the house made of bricks, right? Because he's huffed and puffed and blown two houses down.
The wolf?
Yes.
Right.
But he can't huff and puff down the brick house.
There's a moral, I mean, it's...
So he goes down the chimney?
No.
But they burn him?
No, that wasn't it, was it?
Yeah, I think they did.
He tries
did
to go
they?
Down the
yeah.
chimney, man.
I didn't know that.
Don't
yeah.
you... Listen, I know my fairy stories. Right?
Okay, so that's the Three Little...
Like fairy tales. What, doesn't matter.
That's the Three Little Pigs one.
Yeah.
Goldilocks was all about porridge and bears.
Right.
And then they all got on, they're all mates at the end, and it's all nice.
No, they're not. They chased her out of the house.
No, they never, did they?
Yeah, because she'd eaten baby bear's porridge and slept in baby bear's bed.
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
Right.
The bears don't come back for, you know, from a rummage in the woods going, hum-ta-dum-ta-dum. Oh, hello, lovely lady. I see you've broken into our house, eating all our food and lying in our bed, but, yeah, that's fine. Do you want to watch the telly? They don't do that, do they? The bears.
I thought they all got on at the end. And then Riding Hood, she's the one who goes to visit a grandmother, and her grandmother's been killed by a wolf who then dresses up as the grandmother, and Goldilocks thinks it's her.
So the point of this is, your tedious link was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I'll hold my hands up, and I've actually mistakenly put a couple of different stories together.
Hmm.
I've put a wolf in there that didn't belong in there at all, in the Goldilocks story.
You did.
It wasn't in there.
So what do you say to everybody?
Sorry.
Hello? See, informative. If nothing else, that's what we are.
But it's
public service.
It's funny, though, because, you know, you hear all these stories as children, and then they do get mixed up as you get older.
They do in your head,
you don't remember. The three Billy Goats Gruff was my favourite one. I remember that quite vividly.
You remember it clearly, don't
yeah.
you? But however, Goldilocks, that really confused you, didn't it?
Yeah.
And the three pigs who lived in one house.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that they had a house each.
Rachel!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.